You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7:04 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. We got a different version of the Morning Shift today because Mike Johnson will be on with Mike Bell this afternoon. Garrett's hanging out behind the glass in for Dylan today. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. Looks like we might be getting close to seeing Trae Young back with the Hawks. Could be back sometime this month. And they do have some time off this week, but the Hawks will play again Friday against the Pistons. The MLB winter meetings are still going on. Phillies re-signed Kyle Schwarber to a 5-year, $150 million deal. We do have some audio from Braves manager Walt Weiss regarding Ronald Acuna that we'll get to later in the show. And Utah Athletics is finalizing a $500 million private equity agreement. And it's official. At 44, Philip Rivers will be returning to the NFL with the Colts. It's just an unbelievable story after a 5-year hiatus for him. But most importantly, Falcons are taking on the Bucks tomorrow. Bo will be traveling with the team. Had a lot of coordinators talk to the media yesterday up at Flowery Branch. Garrett, let's go ahead and hear from Marquise Williams first.
If you watched the first one and the third one, those are the exact same returns. The only difference was somebody stayed on Felipe and then somebody chipped Felipe. Felipe made the tackle on the first one because they didn't stay on him and he made the tackle. But they were doubling. They doubled the five, which was red at the time. And Ronnie Harrison did a good job of playing the block. The next time we played against that, we knew exactly what they were running and we didn't execute the call. So there's guys in position to where we could work a certain game to free somebody up, and the game wasn't ran. And then on the backside, we got to make sure we avoid to the ball. You saw there's a player that missed a tackle. It's because he took the path of least resistance. It's no different in defense, Patrick. Like, if I'm running to the ball and the ball goes away from me, and that ball's work, it's going to initially, they're trying to go vertical, right? Go towards the touchdown. We got to defend it. Do I want to work over the top, or do I want to go behind it? Behind it may be the least path of resistance, but is that going to help me make a play on the football? So it's those things we got to stay consistent and disciplined with, whether I'm to the kick side of the ball or the back side of the ball.
Bo, there's been a lot of heat on Marquise the last few weeks with special teams. When you hear his comments from yesterday, where does it sit with you?
If we were just on my kickoff returns, I could feel it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But now we're at the point where it's been a calamity of errors. Mm-hmm. It's not just been I'm not going to back off. I'm not backing off of what I said. I don't blame Marquise Williams for a boneheaded decision by Jamal Agnew to catch a ball on the 4-yard line and muff it. I can't blame Marquise Williams for shanking a punt like Bradley Pinion did at the end of the Jets game. can blame Marquise Williams for, because it's a situation where the players have to execute too. But you almost had two kicks blocked on Sunday. They got one. They didn't get the other. So if you see that now. Again, it's hard to see on the field, but where is their help coming down saying, hey, Imanawori almost got there. Get with Burge and have him, you know, tighten up there or whatever, because the operation time wise happened correctly. And Ry even told Mike and Mike, I guess is what we're gonna call them when they're together.
Mike and Mike in the afternoon.
Yeah. That the timing was right. It was spot on. When we keep having these things with kickoffs, and I said earlier in the week, it felt like it was all right. That's too far. Okay, that's pretty far. That's way too far. Okay, they just scored a touchdown, and that's the kind of the way it progressed during the weeks with kickoffs getting better and better against us. And he's right. It is just like defense. Don't go around a block. Hit the guy. And what you do is we talked about this at nauseam last year with the run defense. Because we were really bad in run defense this year. And last year, we started to leak back into that. But last year, it was a different problem than this year. Last year's problem was we had Lamon and Ellis playing most of the season. And a lot of times, Lamon, I know he's played well in L.A., but he was trying to go around guys instead of going through them, because what happens is you clog that lane and now you make the guy move. If you go around him and you don't get home, that's a gaping hole to run right through, and that is some of what's happening. But if it's happened 5 weeks in a row, it's hard. It's why is that message not resonating? Mm-hmm. And that's where people come back to coaching.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a revolving door. We talked about this yesterday, about it being a revolving door in terms of player injuries and players who've been in there and not in there. And Marquise Williams did talk a little bit about what you were talking about going and talking to these players and addressing them between snaps. It's just they have so many responsibilities. And he tries to be in their ear, but it's like, I mean, how much can you really say? It's just like finding that little one more play of effort and really pushing it over the top, and that's really what it comes down to on these field goals and everything else.
Well, and another hot topic that we've had a lot of attention on third down conversions, and Zach Robinson talked about that yesterday, how it's been a disappointing part of this season.
Yeah, it's hard because, that's the most disappointing part of our offense is the third down. We started off the season kind of not playing that well in the red zone. We were playing well on third down, and then obviously, it just has not gone well in terms of third down. I've always, in my time in L.A., I was, in charge of third downs, and so that's always been kind of an area that I've always focused on when I was an assistant coach, a quarterback's coach, and so for it not to be going down the way that you're hoping is very frustrating. Number of things that go into it, first and foremost, is always going to be the protection on third downs. You got to make sure that you have sound protection. You got to make sure that we're IDing things properly. We're getting to the right people. I think we can be a lot cleaner in that area just from an upfront standpoint. And then a lot of it is just, execution of the call, based on the coverage. There's a number of different coverages that you see, so you got to have sound answers. I think we've had opportunities to execute, and then there's certainly times throughout the game where I say, "Ah, man, that wasn't a great play call there." So it's always going to be a combination of everything. But
yeah, I want to start with something. Two things. He didn't. First off, it's been 2 years of bad third downs, and you're now 31st in the league with what 31%.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Conversion. It starts on first down. And it sounds silly, and I feel like a broken record when I say this, but if you have success on first down, then second and third downs get a lot easier to convert. And we had a game, I think it was the Colts game, where both teams had a ridiculous amount of first downs in like the first three quarters, and they had only gotten combined the two teams had like two third down conversions. Staying on schedule and it's getting 4 to 5 yards on first down and then being in second and third and short. When you're third and medium and more, it's a lot easier to play defense. You also have ridiculous penalties, which puts you in third in these situations. The other thing that I'm going to say is, yeah, Zach has had some third down play calls that we all are going, dude, what in the hell was that? But I even go and look recently, as last week, when you put guys up to bat, they've got to make plays. It was a third down little pitch play with Algier, which you get Algier going outside full head of steam. If you can get it blocked properly, he's going to, even if it's third and six, he's going, if you can get him 3 or 4 yards, he's going to carry somebody 2 or 3 yards. I mean, they don't call him the bowling ball with razor blades for nothing. The other thing is you. How many times in the last couple of weeks have we seen Kirk put the ball right on guys' hands and they cannot squeeze it? You know, go make the contested catch on third down, Kyle. Go make the contested catch on second down, David Sills, and then you're third and short, and maybe you can get a first down there. You don't have to worry about it. Guys have to make plays too. And, the play call's not always going to be the best, or you're going to be in third and medium or more. But every once in a while, a guy's got to man up and go make a play. And we're not doing that either. And so it's not – I'm not trying to take pressure off one guy or the other, but it is more than just Zach Robinson's play calling. It's more than just being in third and medium or longer. It's more than all that stuff. Some of it is going to making a play. It's all of those things combined. And now that's how you end up at 31st in the league.
That's what Raheem Morris was saying on Monday. It's not that, and I think a lot of people took it as him throwing his players under the bus, but that's not really what it is. It's just, you're a professional football player, go make a play. Sometimes it's that simple.
Can we touch on that real quick? You're at all those press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
You do a really good job of covering it, you and Joe Patrick for us. You can't have it both ways, not you, but the fan base and the blogger base who was just absolutely livid when Raheem said that I love taking bullets for my players.
Oh, yes.
Oh, player coach. See? That's your problem. You're a player coach, and they don't listen to you. Then you turn around the next week, and he goes, sometimes players got to make plays. Oh, so now you're throwing the players under the bus. Yeah. Real leadership. See, you can't have it both ways. And that's where, and I know you see this, Garrett. That's why I wanted to bring it to you. Is what the hell are we doing? Like, I get we're mad at Raheem, and I get we want our flesh, pound of flesh, or whatever you want to say. But we can't get pissed off about he's saying one thing and say he's this, and then literally the next week, flip it because he said this. Like, we just got to find one thing and say, well, that's your problem, right?
Damned if you do and damned if you don't. It's just, you win games, and that's what it comes back to. Fans are just mad. Fans are mad, and they just want to be mad. And to some extent, I get it. Your fans' job to be mad and fanatical, mm-hmm. and I mean, that's what they do. But at the same time, if you are in that room, you have a certain level of decorum, and you have to understand the context of what's going on, and that's your point, Bo. he is, I mean, I don't know what people expect him to say at this point. I mean, your players aren't playing well enough, but it's also his job as the head coach where the buck stops with him. And that's what he's saying when the bullets, he wants to take bullets for his team. That's his job because he's the head coach.
Right.
And when you continue to have these special teams issues, that's on him because he's the head coach. Mm-hmm. And when he says that he's it's on players to go make a play, that's an explanation of what he needs from his guys. He's calling his guys out saying, he's not calling them out by name. He's not actually really throwing them under the bus, really. You know,
exactly. He's not.
He's just saying, we need somebody to go do something. And he's right. Because you need a Drake London. You need a Kyle Pitts. You need all these guys to come in there and make a play. Somebody needs to make a block. Kirk needs to make a throw. The player needs to make a catch. That's what it comes back to. And that's why this Falcons team is losing games.
Garrett, you know how I know Bo's passionate about a topic? You see him adjust his hat and throw it up and down like three or four times when he's talking. It is all a mess right now. But
he's fired up.
I didn't know which way it was on. He said something, man. I didn't even realize that either. Thank you for pointing that out. Now I'm going to be there.
Your hair was like poking out everywhere.
Wow.
We will hear from Jeff Ulbrich. He also spoke up at Flower Branch yesterday. We'll hear from him later on how they're going to handle Baker Mayfield tomorrow night. Now, this Saturday from noon until 2, I know we're running late, but I have to let you know that Ed Voyle's Kia in Marietta is giving away free gas for a year this Saturday. Caveat here, you get to hang out with me at noon to 2. It's in Marietta at Voyle's Kia. We're also going to be giving away a 50-inch 4K smart TV, Yeti cooler, Falcons tickets, $100 gift card. And like I said, free gas for a year. Come see me this weekend, Saturday, noon to 2 at Ed Voyle's Kia in Marietta. Coming up, we'll go in the huddle. I have to know what you guys think about the Justin Herbert interview. We didn't have a chance to talk about it yesterday, so we'll bring it up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.